The InStyleOwen podcast is brought to you by Cybionics, an emerging CGM brand that focuses on simplifying how individuals aged 18 and above monitor and control their blood sugar levels. Upon becoming available on the market, the Cybionics GS1 CGM has helped users worldwide navigate the complexities of diabetes management with more confidence and peace of mind. Thanks to Cybionics, now more people are able to view and share their real-time glucose data, receive customizable glucose alarms, and generate full AGP reports, all directly from an intuitive Cybionics app, empowering them with the necessary information to make better decisions about their health. Cybionics combines data accuracy and comfort of wear, which is important to us all, with a feature-rich app. The 14-day scanning-free and calibration-free Cybionics GS1 CGM aims to deliver reliable, seamless diabetes management experiences. For more, check out cybionicscgm.com. How's it going? It's Owen here, and this is a bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast, Redefining Diabetes. Every week, we'll dip back into the episode archive and get you to think and reflect once more about some of the things we've learned from the podcast over the last few years. It could be some diabetic wisdom, advice, a great guest, or even a hypo story. So enjoy this bite-sized episode of the InStyleOwen podcast. When you think back, Vanessa, to your teenage years, do you have any sense of regret in terms of how you were with it? Because I look at you now, and you're somebody who is so proudly diabetic and you manage it so confidently and so consistently. Do you ever look back and regret that at all?
There's things that I'd go back and I'd want to change in terms of how I handled it, but I also think everything happens for a reason, and I think being like that as a young girl is what kind of motivates me now, because I know what I don't want to be like again. Does that make sense? So it's like, It's kind of learning from it. And I, as I've mentioned, I still have that like teenage Vanessa in me sometimes, who comes out and is like, oh, I can't bother doing that. Or, oh, I know I'm high, but I'm not going to check it just because I don't want to see that double figure. But sometimes it's one of those where I then get brought back and I realise how far I've come with it. And yeah, it's, I always say in life in general, you should never regret anything. Now, don't get me wrong, I could have done things better, but maybe that part of my life is what led me to where I am now and how I view my own diabetes. So yeah, it's, there's a lot of things I'd have changed in terms of, you know, I probably wouldn't have necked bottles of Coca-Cola and not cared. But yeah. It is what it is. I suppose everything happens for a reason.
And as you say, if you didn't have that sort of experience, maybe you wouldn't be who you are. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You wouldn't be helping the people that you're helping. So it's added up to everything that you're doing right now, which is a fantastic way to look back at it. And yeah, as you say, you shouldn't be having regrets, because the fact of the matter is nothing can be changed now anyway. So
exactly,
it's about just step by step, always doing what you have to do, moving forward rather than looking back.
Exactly.
I saw a post from you, Vanessa, I think it was your Instagram recently. And it said, why can controlling diabetes be frustrating? Well, imagine revising for an exam religiously 24/7, feeling 100% confident you'll pass, then failing every single question, even though you know they should have been marked correct.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes to me, because I fully understand what it's like,
yeah,
and the complexity and the true extent of a life with type 1. But how do you keep yourself consistent, even though day on day on day on day on day, something new can pop up?
I think it's one of those where you've just got to kind of see it as a bit of a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's trying to see it as a bit of a competition. Sometimes I see it as a competition with me and my diabetes. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm like, right, you, So if you want to throw that in and, you know, try and get, you know, I can see my glucose levels going high, I'd be like, right, okay, well, I'm going to get this down. And seeing it as a bit of like a competition, which, you know what I mean? It's trying not to let it beat you. And like, right, I'm not going to be defeated. So then I'll just think, right, okay. You know, as an example, I mean, I'm checking my glucose levels now. And around this time, I'd usually be, you know, in single figures, and I'm sitting at 11.6, and I can tell you exactly what that is. And you know, we're doing the podcast, I'm out of routine. You know, I might have been a bit nervous at the beginning, and I know that's going to have a little bit of an impact on bringing the glucose levels up because of adrenaline, cortisol, that kind of thing. So rather than looking at that now, whereas like teenage me would have been like, oh, whatever, just leave it. You know, after this podcast, I'm going to go for a walk and bring it down, and I'm not going to let it beat me. And I think that's one thing. It's trying to like not let your diabetes beat you or defeat you, and just think, well, what can I do now to counteract this? And it's that acceptance again, going back to acceptance, that there are going to be days that our glucose levels are not going to do what we want them to do. Like I said in that post, you know, we can go into an exam and get every question right, every question we think's correct based on the revision we've done, but then getting them all wrong, that's just what it's like. Because we can pre-bulletin enough time, we can have exactly the amount of insulin that we need, but then we can still be faced with high glucose levels for whatever reason. I mean, I read somewhere, it was like a post, like there was 42 different reasons that glucose levels can increase or decrease, I can't remember what it was. Well, it's right, because there's so many different things that can impact them.
Thanks for listening to this bite-sized episode of the Insulone Podcast. And if you want to listen to the full episode, you can check it out in the description. Chat to you soon.